Thanks for turning on, tuning in, and dropping by The Bottom 40, hosted by Greg Glover.
Why, hello there once again, my fellow music lover with diverse and discerning taste. Welcome to another issue of your non-denominational radio program. To all of you listening in Bend, Birmingham, Portland, Reno, and beyond, streaming us around the world, it is great to have you along. This week, new music from Ty Segall and Future Islands. We'll also hear some vintage Iggy and a few other things I've got up my sleeve. And all you have to do to enjoy it is simply sit back, relax, and or drive straight as I open up a brand new issue of The Bottom 40. We'll be right back. taken from his 1977 release Lust for Life, Iggy Pop with Neighborhood Threat here on the Bottom 40. Just before that, if something sounded familiar to you, you're either an Oasis fan or a Stone Roses fan, or both. That was a brand new track called Just Another Rainbow from former Stone Roses guitarist John Squire and Liam Gallagher on vocals there from Oasis, former Oasis frontman. The two have teamed up on several tracks, and there is another track coming in a couple of weeks as well, and perhaps a full-length album on the slate from the two legendary modern-era UK greats. On the way, a new track from Ty Segall, but right now from their forthcoming new album due out in 2 weeks. It's titled People Who Aren't There Anymore. It's brand new from Future Islands. Here's Tower on the Bottom 40.
Pop-up shop for indie rock. The Bottom 40.
Yeah.
His forthcoming LP, Three Bells, is out on the 26th of this month. That is Ty Segall here on the Bottom 40 with My Room. I'm Greg. Up next, a band I recently discovered in Birmingham back in December. My friend Jason posted a photo on Instagram of a guy, and it happened to be one of the band members of this next band. I just simply saw the photo, and I thought the guy was Daniel Ash from Love and Rockets, but it was just a really young musician who looked a lot like the UK musician from Love and Rockets, former Bauhaus member, but it got me to doing some digging, and turns out the band that this young man is in hail from the magic city of Birmingham, and they are called Wax Fur. Their new LP is out now. It's called Dew Rust. From it, here's Pax Romana from Wax Fur. You're listening to the Bottom 40.
Thank you.
That's a project of two guys who call themselves Ultrasonic Grand Prix with the track 22 Years I Worked for This Guitar, taken from the new LP Instafuzz. Ultrasonic Grand Prix say their main influence comes from 60s psychedelic stuff as well as British acid house. You can hear both on that track there. Once again, the band is Ultrasonic Grand Prix. And with that, we put a wrap on another issue of your non-denominational radio program. Thanks so much for picking it up and at least flipping through it. If you would, please take a few moments to give us a follow on Instagram. And it's also there that you can give us a comment, get in touch with us. And please, if you're listening as a podcast, if you're going back and listening, give us as many stars as you can to rate, review, and subscribe there. That goes a long way. Finally, just be sure to tell a friend to give us a try. The Bottom 40 opening theme was written, performed, and produced by Mike Willison. It's a Not What You Think You Hear production. The closing theme you're hearing now is Captain Pentagon, performed by the band Luna. Your comments, suggestions, and complaints are always welcome. Those can be sent to me via email to thebottom40@gmail.com. Drop me a line. I would love to hear from you. Music suggestions welcome as well. Firm handshakes and smothering hugs all around to supporters, past, present, and future. And also to you, you, and you. Thanks for turning on, tuning in, and dropping by the Bottom 40.